Kehilchos Sukkah, Siman Kuf Lamed Daled. So, yesterday we said just as the mitzvah to build a sukkah. Now the kitzur gets into what is it built from? With the walls of the sukkah, there's many differences. Ve'ena kol bakiyin. Not every is baki. See, this is not something again nowadays because how many wall options. The biggest one is the canvas, right? The blowing in the wind. But the walls of a sukkah, there's many differences, and not everybody's a bucket. Okay, Shlemus. He's also talking about in the construction of it. But you should make sure you have full walls, strong, that the wind shouldn't blow them. And that's what we're saying with the canvas sukkahs blowing it, right? Because if the wind blows the walls of the sukkah, even if it will not knock down the sukkah, it's still no good. And that's even when the wind is not blowing. Right? And so it's only puzzle, and I think most canvas sukkahs wouldn't do this if it blows more than three tefachim in each direction. That means the walls have to be so loose that they blow what, let's say, 9 inches conservatively in both directions. That means it has to be in a pretty windy spot, I think. All right. Now, Ramayisha, they bring here in the footnote. What?
Windy and loose, both. It's a 18 inches
Oh,
of travel possible.
correct. In each direction. But no, but I don't know if I think this is what you're saying. Ramayisha holds that even if you tie them down, if they wouldn't be tied down, they would blow. Then it's still no good.
When aren't canvas hookers walls tied down? They're
No,
always
but say
tied
no,
down.
but Ramesh is saying that if you put it in a spot where in a normal wind it will blow it either direction 9 inches, then even if you tie it down, it doesn't help. Right?
If you like over tighten it more,
No, even. Well, whichever. Anyways, that's where you get into the luggage strings. That's where people are so busy with the luggage straps to go around the bottom of the canvas sukkah. And the luggage straps make a halachic wall.
what if you just wrap the wall with a belt in the middle? So the only reason why the canvas can't move is because it's coming up against something else. But really, if you took away the belt, it would move three tefachim in each direction or whatever
That's
Moshe
what
holds
Ramesh is talking
possible.
about.
What do you
That's going
mean?
to be a problem. I think that would be a problem. I don't.
No, but is that the case? Or I think also, I'm just wondering, or it was a case where you had extra material and you didn't stretch it out, so therefore it moves 9 inches in each direction.
Yeah, so I think that wouldn't help. I think, but I don't know for sure. Yeah. Okay, so weiter. The Gamshali Yechaba Haruach is, and of course, you don't want the wind blowing out the candles in the sukkah, right? Because then you're going to be sitting in the dark, having nothing to do with Shabbos candles. Just that's what they had back then, candles. So Mishain, like Daitzarhilitfanas, and let's say somebody doesn't have enough four walls. Mutoshiyasa Gimel Shlemas, better to make three full walls, Midalat Shein Shlemas, than to make four not Sholem. Right, because anybody learn Mishnayos Sukkah, you can have all sorts of what's the word, the diagrams, whatever. That's
Sketches.
what?
Sketches? What do you mean?
Schedule? No, yeah, all sorts of, yeah, meaning you can have all
Like
sorts.
blueprint.
There's a word, yeah, that's what ultimately it would be, but
Configurations.
configurations, there you go, very good, configurations, right? Thank you. And you can have all sorts of configurations. So he's saying better to have three full walls, which is a kosher sukkah, than to have four with, a wall that's seven tefachim, and then it's a roiv, and then using lavud and all the other stuff. Right? Umisha, if somebody can afford it, it's a mitzvah that you have a built sukkah in gagos with a shlak, meaning with a roof, sheneftachim, v'nesgarim al yedei tzirim, that you open and close with hinges. The Sagam B'Shasak Shamim, to lock it up. When the rain stops, you open the roof, and then the schach is dry. It's very interesting that he's saying that it's a mitzvah. Mishnah Berurah says this too. It's a mitzvah to have a shlach. You would think, what do you mean mitzvah? I don't have to go. I mean, Hashem made it rain, so what am I supposed to do? Right? But he's saying, no, it's a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah to make sure that you put yourself in that situation where you're able to be mekayim the mitzvah sukkah. Fine. Gimel. Gam b'schach yesh kamadinim. Schach also has lots of halachas. Kim shanu noigin l'sach v'anfei ilonis. Since we use branches of trees, ibekonim or reeds, kim shem gidule karka, they grow from the ground. They have a tlushim. They are detached. Ve'enam makavlum tuma. They're not makavlum tuma. Ve'enam kshurim yachan. And they're not bundled. They're not tied up together. Ein v'em shum chashash. There's no concern whatsoever. Right, so meaning he's basically saying that there shouldn't be any halachic issues with the regular wood branches that we put up. Right, now the
just
issues that do.
Back for a second.
Yeah.
When you put up a shlach and you open a shlach and click, why isn't that not called making a main oil, and it would like be building the oser from oina?
Yeah, because that's it's considered built in and it's meant to be opened and closed. Right, sort of like the pack and play that a certain person designed, right? The island doesn't know the yichus on this chabur,
yeah.
Right? But you can open those and close those on Shabbos because it's right. It's the same thing with the shlak.
Fine. Pack and play, it's less than 3 tefachim from the ground.
Oh, that's true. That's true. But now they have ones on the top. Yeah. Okay. Fine. Talid. L'chatchila. Oh no. So that also what comes up is like using 2x4s. Are they makabel tuma? How wide can the wood be? Right. These sometimes people want to use plastic. So there are some shilas that come up with being makabel tuma. Talid. L'chatchila roi la'ach v'shalay laniach al asuka davar makabel tuma shiniach alav asaschach. Here you go. This is the big issue of what do you call it? Maimid to Maimid, right? So he's saying lechatchila you should be machmer not to put the schach on something that's makabel tuma. Kigon sulama sheyesh men beis kibul hashliva is like a ladder that has a place to put in the rungs, so that's makabel tuma, and then you want to use that to hold up the schach. V'chol shekein shar kelim kigon baruch reifa, other kelim like shovels and stuff, and you're using them to put up the schach on top. And even to put them on top of the schach to hold it, you should be machmer. If you have nothing else to hold of the schach, kol mutter, everything is mutter, the kaimelin, the mutter, lahimid as the schach, b'davar amakabel tuma. This is, I wish we could take this and frame it. Everybody makes so much sugar because of the chazanish that says that not only are you allowed to the Chazanish says that you shouldn't even have schach held up by something that's metal, meaning you shouldn't even bang in a 2x4 into the wall, right? But that's a massive chumrah. Here, the Yitzchak Shulchan Aruch says b'di'evid, even if you use metal to hold up the schach, the sukkah is kosher. So yeah, people in I think in-laws love to do this. Go to a guy, a new son-in-law comes to his in-laws, sukkah, he looks up and he's like, tells him, forget it, we can't eat here, we got to get out of here. Like, hello, it's a chumrah. But l'chatchi, I mean, the ma'aseh of the sukkah is kosher, right? It's better not to, but the sukkah l'ma'aseh is kosher. Hey, tzarech l'haniach schach ad sh'tei tzilosim ru'u chamos. You have to have enough schach that there's more shade than sun. Because there's more sun than shade. It's possible in the Torah. Therefore, you need to put on enough that even after it dries up, the shade will they'll have more shade. Meaning, even if the leaves fizzle, whatever, dry up. You have to make sure that in one spot there aren't 3 tefachim. Right. There needs to be a little bit of air between the schach. Again, that's a lechatchila, but b'di'evad it's fine. Meaning, you shouldn't have too thick a schach. Bottom line is, if it's thick that you don't see the stars, it's still kosher. Aval im ha'isa me'uva kol kasha. Afilu im yardim k'shamim harbe einim yardim l'soicha. But if it's so thick that it can't rain in there, imken havikein bayis, that's already like a house, upsula, and it's pasul. Right, but again, that's the Rabban and the Gadol. Fine, Vav. The sukkahs, abenuyas, sukkahs that are built, so this is a very big issue. I think many houses have this issue. Right? There's wall boards that come out of the walls. And on these wall, on these boards, they put the poles, shalem aschach, that the schachens on them. Since the board, meaning you're basically on the edge of your sukkah, you have a board that's not kosher schach, right? And it's not four amas wide. Ain't it possible? It's sukkah, so it doesn't make it possible. That's called doifen akuma, right? Meaning the reason why we have this doifen akuma is because many people make the sukkah up against the house, and the house has what do you call it? Facade, not facade.
Eaves.
Facet? Who?
The
Eaves.
eaves.
Eaves. Eaves.
Oh,
Yeah. Eaves.
eaves. Eaves.
Right. So that eave goes down, and you look at that eave as if it's down on top of the sukkah. So you need to come out to this din. So it's not a problem.
Original eavesdropping.
What?
It's the original term eavesdropping.
Is that where that comes from?
No.
But it's a good one. That's a good one. Yeah. Okay. So it's chach posel. Because it's the anything less than 4 amas, we say that the wall is bent. There's a whole lum that's how to understand doifen akuma, but we look at it as if it's bent on the top. But you shouldn't sit there, and you shouldn't sleep there. Because there's no din sukkah. Even if it's not. It's only 4 tefachim wide. But more than that, it's kosher. Right? I'm sorry, the rest of the sukkah is kosher. So, but let's say there are boards that are wider. That's called schach puzzle. The puzzle is called a sukkah, and the puzzle is up the whole sukkah. But if it's only on one side, that you have in some built sukkah, that they make a little bit of a beam, not a beam, a board, on one side. Meaning they basically make a wider piece of wood so that they can put their kalim under it. Saying a mazik that doesn't damage it. Since it's only on one side, then you still have 3 full walls because you only need 3 walls. And a sukkah from 3 walls also kosher. But you need to have at least a shir sukkah. 7 tefachim by 7 tefachim square. And don't sit under the beam. So basically, the kids are saying that most sukkahs that have, like, if you have a 3-wall sukkah up against the house, so we're certainly not going to care about the eaves sticking out from the house because you already have 3 kosher walls, anyways, which I think is the majority of sukkahs. Okay, we'll stop there for that, Chelek.